This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Today, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stepped up his power struggle with the Palestinian cabinet led by Hamas. The president announced a referendum on July 26th. Palestinians will vote on a plan outlining the borders for a future Palestinian state. That state would implicitly recognize Israel's right to exist. Hamas's charter calls for Israel's destruction, and its military wing now says it will renew attacks on the Jewish state. That comes after the killing of 7 Palestinian civilians yesterday, apparently by an Israeli shell. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Ramallah on the West Bank.
After days of on-again, off-again talks between rivals Fatah and Hamas, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas today put his foot down. The people, he said, will have their say next month on the parameters of a future state. A referendum is the only way, Abbas said, to end what he called the economic siege. Our people live in misery every day, Abbas said, so why not ask the people?
We have to think, what can we do to help the people? We cannot just say, this pleases the enemy, and sit around and wait for the blessings of God.
Abbas called the referendum document, which was drafted by a group of Fatah and Hamas inmates in Israeli jails, a starting point, not an end in itself. The document calls for a Palestinian state on borders that existed before the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. By endorsing a two-state solution to the conflict, the document implicitly recognizes Israel's right to exist. Hamas, which now runs the Palestinian government, is sworn to Israel's destruction and has so far resisted calls from Arab states and the West to recognize the Jewish state. Lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi, the leader of the independent Third Way Party, said the Palestinian people can't live on Hamas's slogans and bravado, nor can they live, she said, with a continued stalemate.
When the political leadership fails to achieve a consensus, then very clearly you need to go over their heads and to address the public and to have the people have their say, to be able to extricate the Palestinians from a most difficult and painful situation.
But Hamas leaders call the referendum illegal in an effort to bring its government down. Several have urged Palestinians to boycott the vote. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri pointed to Israel's recent killing of a top Hamas official and yesterday's shelling death of 7 civilians, including 3 children. All of this, the Hamas spokesman said, makes Abbas's call for a vote superfluous.
This referendum is meaningless in view of the continuous Israeli aggression, the massacres, and Israel's dangerous escalation against the Palestinian people.
Hamas today ended a de facto truce it agreed to 16 months ago by announcing that its military wing had fired more than 20 rockets and mortar rounds at Israel. Senior Israeli military officials expressed regret at Friday's civilian deaths and have suspended artillery fire into Gaza pending a full investigation. But the army said in a statement it would continue to take all necessary measures against combatants who fire rockets at Israel daily. At the start of his speech today announcing the referendum, President Abbas denounced what he called Israel's horrible massacre on the Gaza beach. And given the escalating violence with Israel and between Palestinian factions, Abbas's move for a national vote is perilous. If a majority vote yes on the document, it's likely to exacerbate Abbas's power struggle with Hamas. And if people vote no on it, Abbas would likely have to resign.
It's a gamble, it's a high risk, and it seems that, you know, not only that we, the Palestinian people, will lose, if the referendum loses, but, you know, he will be the first loser.
That's Dr. Riyad Al-Malki, who directs a Palestinian think tank called Panorama. He says Abbas's gamble is worth it if it can bolster his power and credibility in any potential negotiations with Israel.
Might put certain pressure on Israel to acknowledge him as partner and might even force the international community, and particularly the American administration, to do something to revive the peace process.
Right now, there is no peace process. Israel is moving toward defining its borders unilaterally. The July Palestinian referendum will be non-binding, but as one Palestinian lawmaker put it, the vote will have huge symbolic importance. In his words, for us, it will be politically and morally binding. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Ramallah.